the Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I'm Mo, and today is Wednesday, September the 10th of 2025. I'm Mo. I think I said that. Did I say that? I'm not sure. Oh, let me get comfortable in my chair here. And like I said, welcome. So here we are, September already, the ninth month of the year. Whew. That happened fast, didn't it? And I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. It's been an uneventful week so far, and that is a blessing, I'm telling you. I hope your week has also been relatively and hopefully rather uneventful as well. Bring the microphone a little closer, and that way I don't sound like I'm sitting in a somewhere. If you're listening on 1-2 Radio, hello, how are you? If you're watching on YouTube, hello, how are you? Those of you on 1-2 Radio, you can come on over to YouTube later and watch this so you can see what I'll be showing, because this is a show-and-tell kind of show today. A lot of show and a lot of tell, so you'll still be able to hear it. But I will be showing some things today, because today's is about the I Ching. And the question is, why are there all these different ways to access the I Ching? And I actually don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer. I'm not sure. But I'm going to be showing you some stuff. I couldn't find everything. There was a set of beads I was going to show you. I have another set of beads I'll show you. But, and some stuff, lots of stuff. But, yeah, the I Ching. So I'm going to talk about the, why do I talk about the I Ching so much? Because I love it. I've been in touch with the I Ching since 1968. And any way you toss that, that's almost, well, not quite, but it's close to 60 years. It's going on, 50-some. And I ran into the I Ching many years ago when I was just but a lad. But a lad, a young lad. The story about that is actually a very good one. And I'll tell it sometime again. I've told it a few times. But it was serendipitous, as they say. Serendipitous. And it was a good one. But the whole point of this show today is to talk about the fact that the I Ching is very easy to contact. It's very easy to use. People complicate the heck out of it. And on this very channel, this YouTube channel, which is YouTube at Mo Abdelbaki, that's MOABDELBAKI, Abdelbaki. Just the way it sounds. My dad was the first person to do that when he came to this country in 1955. That's when I came to this country. I was a tiny baby. And, you know, I'm too young to have a say in it. But that's okay, because that's the way it's spelled. Actually, that's my name would be different if I were in another country, if I were back in Egypt, where they had stopped off in England, where I was deposited, so to speak. That really sounds disgusting. Oh, well. But My name would be totally different in the other country, the old country. It's very old. It's an old country. Egypt is an old country. But this is an old country, too. I don't know why we say things like, back in the old country. This is an old country, too. People were living here 10,000 years ago, maybe 100,000 years ago. We just don't think of it that way. And we sure ought to. I think that we should. There were nations here, sophisticated nations, sophisticated civilizations. You know? I don't know why we don't think of it that way. We ought to. Very fond of those cultures. They were quite sophisticated. They had laws and they had traditions. They built stuff. They did. Anyway, on to the subject. So, we had an eclipse on Monday. And there will be another. There'll be a lunar eclipse on Sunday, the 21st. It'll be on the 21st, on the new moon. And eclipses used to really kind of flip me out, but I'm better now. I'm older. On the new moon, it'll be a good one. I used to go just nuts. There was an eclipse where I exposed these here beads, these oak beads, oaken beads. They're getting all tangled up. But I exposed them to a rising moon. Pardon me, my allergies are driving me nuts today. But these beads to an eclipsing moon. It was rising eclipsed. And I was like a maniac. I was lunatic. I was out of my mind. And was I nutty. I was a nut. I was a complete and total lunatic. Let me see if I can get the... I'm not seeing the chat. Doc, I would like to see who's in the chat room. If anybody... Oh, Anne's in there. Ha-ha. Well, she's saying I might not be present. Have a nice dinner. Thank you for letting me know. Renee's in the chat room. Hello, Renee. Happy Wednesday to you. And Anne, thank you for letting me know. that's so kind. She said something so kind as to make me... merci, Anne. What can I say? So here we are. These are the beads that I wore around my neck. My God, there's a lot of them. There's a reason why there are these many. And so on and so forth. But I wore these and I was like a lunatic. And there were people there also watching the moon rise with a chunk taken out of it. And I was just a maniac. So there's a long story behind these. I'm going to restring them. But they've got a buzz to them. They do. I actually had less gray hair and some more hair back when that happened. 2017, almost a decade ago. Anyway, that's what else do I want to tell you? Anything? I don't know. I'm not sure. If it comes, it'll come. If it doesn't come, so be it. So the I Ching. Why? Why do so many people come up with so many different ways to discover it, to talk to it? Well, I think the reason is because it's so doggone fantastic as an oracle. It is a wonderful, wonderful oracle. The reason being because it answers questions, and it does so a little cryptically, I think, but it does so clearly at the same time. How can that be, Mo? Well, it just does. It just does. It has incredible insight, and it understands humanity. It's 5,000 years old, and that's not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration, not in the least. It's just a fantastic gadget. I'll call it a gadget. And I had all sorts of stuff, and I put all sorts of stuff away somewhere. And that's why I should never put anything away. So those kids out there, don't put, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm figuring one of these days my grandkids will want to say, you know, where Papa, he was just such a, well, we can actually see him, because I'll probably, this will still be on, you know, it's going to be on Eternal Play, I guess, and they can come watch Papa, and they'll say, my mom, you know, Papa said don't ever put anything away, or great grandfather, you know, said never put anything away. Well, just because I didn't doesn't mean you have to do that. Don't do that. Don't listen to me. But you can. I mean, it's up to you. But so there's some amazing things. So the traditional way was with yarrow stalks. Now, I have some yarrow stalks here. Let me grab this here. This is I have this jar that I keep them in. There's a lid to this jar, but with the yarrow stalks in it, won't work. This is a mala that I made out of. So these are knots. These are known as button knots. And here at the end of it is a star knot. That's a star knot. I always get confused with this camera. But that's a star knot. I did a lot of rope work in my day because I enjoyed tying knots. Yeah, just a lot of fun. So this is a 108 knot mala. And I did a few of those just because I was out of my mind. And these are yarrow stalks. And they're supposed to be... traditionally, let me put this down without making a complete mess, three hands high. So one hand here, and then it should be another hand high here. And I have some somewhere that I cut. Yarrow grows plentifully here in Colorado. And so I went out and I cut yarrow stalks. And the problem with the yarrow stalks is that they're kind of hollow in the middle. Now, this set actually came with a book that I bought by a fellow by the name of Wu Wei. It's a good book on the I Ching, and it came with the yarrow stalks. And you get 50 yarrow stalks, but after a while, they begin to fall apart, like this one has. You can see it's just kind of breaking up a little bit here. But that's all right. They're organic. That's what they do. These, I think, have even been treated, you know. Can't smell anything, but then again, so what? But they're cut to the right. But you can see there, some of them are thin, and some of them are kind of, you know, fat. And that's organic. I mean, what are you going to do with that? It's a nice thing, you know. And so I keep them in here. And every now and then, I want to do the yarrow stalk way of doing the divination. But let me explain to you, it's long. It takes about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not laborious, but it's like a meditation. It is a meditation. It truly is. And that's one reason to do it, because you might want to meditate. Told you this is show and tell. You might want to meditate while you're doing it and just think about the question. You'll come to find out that by the time you're about a third of the way through the process, you know what you're doing and you know it's going to end up. But that's all right. You just keep doing it. You know, you just keep doing it. But the yarrow stalk method takes time. And that's the traditional yarrow stalk method, the one that Wilhelm talks about in his book. And I only use the Wilhelm, that's not true, I use other books as well, but the Wilhelm book is the one, Richard Wilhelm, translated by Carrie F. Baines. Richard Wilhelm was a missionary, I believe, who went to China, and he met up with a Taoist priest, monk, whatever, and he became very fond of the I Ching and Chinese culture, and his son took over later with the whole enterprise and brought, he wasn't the first, James Legge, L-E-G-G-E, Legge, wrote a book on the I Ching as well. And I, the only thing I don't like about that book is that it has a little bit of the, a lot of the white man's burden. When I read it, I thought, I don't know if I like this. Not that that this book doesn't. This book I'm pointing to, it's this yellow book right here. But there is, I just love this book. I love the interpretations. I love the way he writes, and I wouldn't be able to read it in German. I can't. You'll know it because it has an introduction by Carl Gustav Jung. So it's a nice introduction. It's actually a fantastic introduction. That Carl Gustav Jung was no dummy. He was a very smart guy. And he got him to write the introduction. Kind of a fantastic thing. So he talks about how to do this way. Now, there are other ways, other yarrow stock. There's what is known as the direct yarrow stock way and, you know, that sort of thing. You start off with 50 stocks. You pull one out. I love that. And you put it aside. You don't use it. But you have 50. But you pull one out. I always pull out the skinny one. This really skinny one. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should pull out this fatty here, you know. You pull that out and put it aside. But you pull it out. You pull one out to represent, because 50 is that perfection. And you pull one out in order to represent a sort of imbalance, and then you start the divination, and you split it into two piles, and you put one, you take one, you take the left-hand side, and you put it between your finger, your little finger, and then you split it into two halves, and then you put one, and you take four at a time, and what's left you put in between your like this, and then you do it some more, and you take what's left, and you put it in between these two fingers. I'm balancing this precariously. And then you put these aside, and you just keep doing this, and then you eventually come up with a number, and that you end up either being yin or yang. And you do this over and over and over again until you have a hexagram. A hexagram being a series of six lines. Hexa, six, gram, figure. So you have a six-figure thing. And the six-figure thing, there are 64 of them in the I Ching. And each of those has six lines that can either move or not. So that gives you 364 moving lines. And the lines don't always move. It's really a really remarkable little thing that you're doing with the I Ching. And it's complicated, but it's simple. And when you work with it over the years, you really begin to get a real charge out of it, you know? It just and sometimes you'll get an answer, boom, just like that. Out of the blue, you got the answer. And I do this just because these things can get a little, you know. Just putting those of you on the radio, I'm just putting the thing around the yarrow stock, so that they don't go flying everywhere, because they're very light, very light. Yes. Oh, here comes my sneeze. It's been that kind of day. The wind has been blowing, and pardon me. Thank you. No sneeze. But I've got a Kleenex if I need it. So I've been really into the I Ching, and the yarrow stock method being what it is, and there are people who can do it very quickly, and there is a method online. You can look it up, I Ching, yarrow stock method, and you'll see people who just what they do is they take them and they split them in half, and they burp, 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 and then boom, they've got, and they do the, there it is. And that's fine. And I think the point is, quite frankly, that it kind of doesn't matter in the long run, but it's fun to have different ways to do it. Now, I'll show you one. I'm going to mention, pardon me, allergies. No cup of tea. I'll show you one right now. This is a set of beads. And you'd think, oh, those are beads. Now, I had another set here. Where it is, I couldn't begin to tell you. I've got it here somewhere. And the whole point with these beads, I made this set. I made the other set, too. This other set are black and white. These are wooden beads that are all sorts of different colors. And when I created this set, I thought I knew exactly what I was doing. Well, you know what you're doing. But when I went to use them, I realized I didn't know so much what I was doing, because in bright light, these beads are easy to tell apart. The whole point is, when you have black and white beads, you can easily tell them apart. So the whole issue is that what you've got are 32 white beads and 32 black beads, and you're going to put them into a sequence that is called a Bruhian sequence. Maybe it's Bruhian, I don't know, but it's what they are. Is that this, in the right lighting, I can tell the difference between the light beads and the dark beads. And so this will actually show me all the different 64 hexagrams of the I Ching. Right? So I can then just close my eyes like this and just pick a bead. And I can look and see this is a light bead, two dark beads, three bright beads, okay? So that from that, I have a hexagram. But in this lighting, it's not the brightest. If I had my overhead light on, you would probably think the sun was in my room shining off the top of my head. So I don't turn it on. But I would be able to say, okay, I know which hexagram that is. But and I don't know where the other one is, because I could actually show you it in action. And then you can actually then find moving lines with it as well. Now, I told you I was going to give you a couple of websites. And one of the websites is called castingiching.com. The guy who runs that apparently is Remo Dentato, R-E-M-O-D-A-N-T-A-T-O, but it's called castingiching.com. It's a great site because he tells you about, I don't know, 50, I'm exaggerating maybe, but a lot of different ways, including some that he's come up with that are quite novel, like cards that he invented that you can print and then put on regular cards or cardstock and use to print. I mean, they're really very, very clever. And he talks about beads. And he has his own way of doing beads and marbles. And all of these are designed to approximate, if you will. Well, not if you will, just to why do people say that? Approximate, thank you very much. You know, but to approximate the odds of either the Yarrow stock or the three coin method, which I will discuss in just a second, the three coin method of the I Ching, of casting the I Ching. See? So, and the odds are different. Now, I'm not going to get into all that because you can look that up. I'm not going to get into odds and, oh, there's two chances and, you know, eight and 16, one in 16 chance of this. Let's not get into that. I'm not quite a mathematician. Not quite. That is an understatement. I'm just not into the... Now, I can do math if I have to. And, man, I haven't had to since, like, I don't know, seventh grade. So why would I start doing it now? Look it up. It's what I do, okay? But it's a great site to find it, like beads. You could carry little beads. He designed a set of beads that look kind of like a rosary, same sort of claspy thing, you know, with the chain that you can carry in your pocket, and you can pull it out and very quickly, hexagram. And this is good for questions. You're in a restaurant. You want to ask a question, you pull out the beads. I used to try to use these. Restaurants don't have a lot of floodlights. You know, I used to use the other ones, but I used big beads. And so they were kind of, I had to really roll them over the wrist, you know, and I was afraid that might break someday, or I would like hurt myself, give myself some sort of hernia or something, putting them over my wrist. but I like them. And, oh, yeah, I was going to show you this. All you have to do is get two colors of beads. Here we go. Go to your local hardware store. I'm kidding. Your local craft store and get some red beads and some black beads. And these are the same type of beads, the same shape of beads. They call these abacus beads. I have an abacus right here. They're not quite. They're similarly shaped. These are actually Chinese abacus shaped, which makes sense. And you need 32 of each. I was actually going to make one, put it on elastic beading stuff, whatever you call that stuff, and make another one, because I'm kind of weird that way, and wear it, because there are times when I do want to consult an oracle, actually quite often. It's just simple questions, should I do this now? Quick question. Now, you'd think the intuition would be good enough, but I've often said, if you rely on intuition alone, you're bound to make a mistake, because intuition wants, you want to do something, you can talk your intuition into saying, yup, Mo, go ahead and do it, and you're going, I want to do that bad. I really do, and you're going to do it. So, So what you do is you go to another site, if you want, called, I'm going to see all my notes here from something else. It's all right. I keep lots of notes. It's called Russell Cottrell, RussellCottrell.com. Now you can roll this back, and I'll just say it again. RussellCottrell.com. This guy is amazing. He's I Ching all over the place. And go to where he says something wheel, memory wheel. And in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see one of these things I'm talking about. Now, I first heard it as a dragon wheel, and I saw a picture of it, and I just imitated the one that I saw. This was about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. But he talks about this Rugen's sequence, and he gives you tons of them. So all you have to do is pick one, copy the one you want to do, and he gives you these sequences, and he also tells you how to find a moving line, which is very spectacular. It's very, very simple, actually. And you can also find all sorts of ways to do the coin bit. How to use coins. I'm going to show you some here. We'll talk about that. And by the way, I have a YouTube right on this very channel, a YouTube method for... So I'm not going to explain it here. You can just watch the YouTube on this exact channel video on how to cast the I Ching coins. And there's another one on the 6-coin method it's been on for a few years now. It's had over 10,000 views or something like that. And people like it. They actually write and say thank you for this. And there have been a couple of people have told me that, one guy who chewed me out for saying right all the time, but it was pre-recorded and I was just starting out. And I did it because people were having such a hard time figuring out how to cast the coins. And it's actually very simple. And this is a much more, oh my goodness, it's... Pardon me, my eyes. It's this allergies. I can't, Yeah. It wouldn't be funny if my eyes get... But it's much more complicated probably than I needed to make it, but it's thorough. I'll say that for it. It's thorough. And the other one is about how to do what's known as the 6-coin method. I had my 6 coins here somewhere, but I put them away. Kids, don't ever
Don't ever put anything away. So, I'm kidding. Don't listen to me.
Here is a thing. This is a dice cup, and I've been putting this I Ching stuff, some of that in that, and yet here are the dice that are supposed to go in it, not in the cup, as you can see. You can use, this is a brilliant way of doing it, a red die, and I use a black die. Now, this is a red die with black spots and a black die with red spots, and the reason for that is because the I Ching colors are black and red. So I just thought, why not? You know, gaming sites and so on. And you can find this on, I found it on Reddit. And it's pretty easy. Well, it's not, I'm not going to lay it out for you. If you just put in into your search engine how to do this. This is not about teaching you how to do stuff today. It's just showing you different ways. But for instance, if you if you'd roll two ones, you would have a moving yin line. I think that's what it is. And I was doing this for a while, just to try it out. And this replicates the Yarrowstock odds. Everyone's really concerned about replicating the Yarrowstock lines or odds. Oh my God, I'm getting confused. The Yarrowstock odds. That seems to be what people are really kind of into. Let's replicate the Yarrowstock odds. And it's like, well, why are you so concerned about that? Now Renee's saying I have three. I don't know if I'm getting all of the messages in there, Renee. What do you have three of? Let me see. Oh, three coins. Yeah. Do you have the Chinese coins? Is that it? Yeah, they're Chinese coins. And one of the condemnations that I received was someone was telling me that I had called the wrong side yin and the other side yang. I said they said that's the wrong side. You did it wrong. It's incorrect. The side with four markings on it. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. Let me see here. What have I got in here? Probably nothing I thought was in here. You know what there is? My coins aren't in here. Oh, what the heck? What do I got in here? I've got some little ones. Oh, don't fall. Don't fall on the ground. That would be... I would have to do something terrible. What did I do with my little pouch with all that stuff in it? I thought I knew what I was doing. That's getting old. Oh, I can't blame this on age. I've always been like this. I got this gadget. You know, paid for it. And, then found out you could get it a lot cheaper. But isn't that how it always is? So it's got these tiny little coins. It's a turtle shell. But the minute I saw it, I bought it. And then I later found out it was cheaper. But that's okay because I like it. So there is a side on a Chinese coin that has, as you can see, four things on it. And I called that side the inside. And that's because of the book. The book says that if there is a side that has writing on it, four markings, that's the inside, and a side that is lesser or blank. Wait a minute. Blank. God almighty, this is so confusing. I just turned this around. Let me see here. There we go. Amateur hour. See, that's... No, wait. Is there something on there? I thought I turned it around. Amateur hour for sure. Yeah, you can see it's not the same. It's not the same. Not the same. Yeah, it's blank. It's like sandblasted or something, but it's not the same. That is then the yang sign. That's what he said. And I don't know what I did with my other group of coins. I thought they were in here. I made this box years ago. As you can see, there's a dragon on it. Show and tell, but I dropped it and parts of it broke. But in here was all my stuff. And I don't have it in here anymore. This, by the way, is a nice thing to have. It's a Yowstick. I made this out of Fimo. You know what Fimo is? It's that plastic clay. Stuff's really cool. I made everything here out of Fimo. This is a box I bought at one of those craft stores. And I just covered it with it, but it's not in there. So, you know, fine. I'm not prepared. But so Wilhelm says that I'm doing it right, so that's good for me. So what you do is you put those little tiny coins in here, and then you shake it up and you spill it out. It works very, very well. But where are my coins? They're around here somewhere. Sorry. I should have been better prepared. Don't put things away, kids. I'm just telling you, don't put things away. So the coins, I used to buy them at World Market because they used to sell them. And so I had lots and lots of them. And when I taught a class on the I Ching, which I did, I would give them away in the class. So I don't know if they still have those there, but you can look in online. You can get them by the hundreds, and they're not always old, but they're available. So Chinese coins are definitely a way to go, and so if you want to know how to use Chinese coins, watch the videos that are on this channel. They're very to the point and quite thorough. Now, in here also there are these Yao sticks. Now, this is... I don't know if you can still get these. I got these a long time ago. These are like what you just saw. But these are designed, I believe, to throw. There's six of them in there. And you throw these and you either get a yin or you get a yang. Or you get a moving yang or a moving yin. And these are technical terms. But and I don't use them for that. I use these sticks specifically, the six of them that come in this fancy package here. I love these. I use them to keep track of what I throw. And I like that. I like that a lot because it's really nice. It's a nice way to, so you don't have to write it down if you don't want to. But I don't care with me, but when I sit down to do, actually I do write it down eventually, but it's nice when you cast the coins or do whatever you're doing, Yarrow stocks or whatever it is, you just, you know. So I don't, this doesn't even have, does this have something? Oh, let me see what it says here. It says, let's see here. Music design got old, really old. I just can't read that. I don't have the lighting. Oh, here, I've got this light here. Hang on. This is quite a show, isn't it? Okay. Distributed by Music Design 1995. Chances are it's not around anymore. Now, maybe. I could be wrong about that. This could be still around. It's worth checking into. But maybe you could find something like it. Aleister Crowley devised a really neat... You'll see it on the... on the Cast I Ching site, Casting I Ching, like you could make it out of popsicle sticks. Now, you'd want to use a little thicker, I would think. But something very similar, but it's a great idea. And that's what he devised something out of sticks that had marks on both sides, and one had a black mark on the end, and that way you always had a moving line. A really good idea. All right, here we go. You can use any coin, by the way. Doesn't have to be Chinese coin. As a matter of fact, why bother? What coins are those? Those are foreign coins. Why did I have to put those in there? See? Don't put things away. Here. This is a nice little set. And you can pay up to $60, $70 online for these. But I got these like for like $8 or $9 on Amazon. This is these are Chinese. You can see these are octahedron dice, right? With Chinese characters on them. And the Chinese characters are, in fact, the written names of the hexagrams. For example, this is the trigram Gen. And that's one of the 8 trigrams. So what you do, there's one, it's all written in and here's Gen again. And he's the youngest son. And he's, there we go, he's the mountain. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. But this would be the lower trigram, I mean the upper trigram, and the black one would be the lower trigram. So you give these a toss, and there's your hexagram, upper, lower, and then you toss this one, which has the Chinese numbers. That's 3. There's, I used to know that one. Here's some of them are a little obscure. Here's 5. You know, and you just go to Google or whatever, and there's 2, and you look them up if you don't know them, and there you are. And there's just all these different ways to look up the I Ching. So the question is, why? There's really no reason. You find one you like. I'm just fascinated with it all. That's why for me. Now, the thing is that one of the best way to use the I Ching is nature, because it represents nature. So, for example, a cow is representative of the oh, my grandchildren are in the chat room. That's cool. Hi, kids. Alice and Anthony, good to see you. Are there 3 kind of dice that have different names on them? Yeah, kind of. I'll talk to you. I think that's... And Renee said, I watched your video on using the coins. It was very helpful. Thank you, Renee. Hi, Alice and Anthony. Good to see you. What a joy. My goodness. Yeah, so it is... They are... I better watch what I say. My grandchildren are watching. Isn't that wonderful? Do you like my channel? It's good to know. See, I wasn't kidding. I better watch what I say about not cleaning up. I won't tell them what I said earlier, but... So the idea is that with the I Ching, it is about nature. As a matter of fact, it is completely about nature. So there is an obscure way of extracting I Ching from nature. And that is really a fascinating subject all unto itself. Tell your mom hi. Oh, good, good. Well, I do this every week, kids. I mean, I don't get to see you that often lately, so if you want to see me, I'm here every week. I will be for as long as I'm around and healthy, okay? So, yeah, it's good to see you, too. Yeah, pretty wonderful. So, nature. So, for example, Gen, who is the youngest son in I Ching, who represents a mountain, also represents a dog. So you can put together hexagrams by things you see or hear. If you hear a dog bark and you hear it coming from the south, you could put together a hexagram from that. And if it startles you, you could say, okay, I was startled and I need an oracle, and so I'll put together an oracle from that. And you could say, okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, I heard a dog, and it came from the south, and oh my God, that's pertinent. And you would say, that is pertinent, okay, so it would be, the dog would be Gen, and came from the south, okay, so we'll make sense out of that, and that is the mountain with wind blowing at the base of it, because that's what those two hexagrams or trigrams are. And so you look it up in the book, and that's the 18th hexagram, and that is working on what has been spoiled or decay. And you think, wow, well, it just so happens, I just kind of pulled that out of the ether, just, but the fence between my house and my neighbors on the south is decaying. It's old. It happens to be decaying on the north too, but that one is literally falling over. And so it just so happens that that's really kind of amazing. Now, Renee says she has the I Ching book by Wilhelm. And and I like using the coins too. The coins are very quick. I like using the beads because when you've got the right lighting, you can really, I think I'm going to make a set out of the red and black beads. I think that's what I'm going to do. I just don't have the... I have to work on that, decide what type of string I'm going to use, because my getting over and all that. Plus, when you've got a puppy like ours, she's a year and a few months old, but boy, she just is right there the whole time. Like, Dad, I think those are mine. Dad, I think I'm going to chew on this now. Dad, you know, it's really kind of, I love her to pieces. Oh, I love her so much, but... there's a lot of dad, you know, so on. Did I put those beads in here? No, I did not. Anyway, so I love using this method. That necessitates you doing a little bit of homework and getting to know something about the trigrams. There are eight of them. They're a family. There's a mom and a dad. The mom is known as Kun. And she is all yin, 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 broken lines. And then the father is known as Qian. And he is all straight lines. Boom, boom, boom. Straight lines. Thinking about my grandkids being in the room. I'm glad of a lot of things. So, and he's all young. Just boom, boom, boom. He's the sky. So she's the earth, and he's the sky. And very interesting concepts there of what he represents and what she represents. And you read what they represent, and you could go in the middle of the Wilhelm book, and it's called The Great Treatise. And if you read The Great Treatise, you begin to get a feel for how vast this is, you see. I'm glad you are glad to learn, Alice and Anthony. That makes me very happy. I hope you're doing well. I hope you do learn. I'll teach you whatever you want to learn. Yeah, this stuff's pretty amazing. I actually, Alice, when I was your age, I got my first tarot deck, or I sent away for it from the back of a comic book. Got it when I was 11, so yeah, or so. Of course, I was a very weird kid, and now I'm a very weird old man. Yep, that's me. So, there's a daughter, a young girl, very young. Well, she's the youngest daughter. Her name is Dui, and she's a lake. And then there's a middle daughter, and her name is Li, and she is fire. She's fire. And then there is... the eldest son,
And his name is Jen, and he's Thunder. Thunder. Not necessarily lightning, he's Thunder. And to the Chinese, Thunder came bursting out of the ground. Kaboom. And then there was the eldest daughter, and her name is Zun, and she's the wind. Whew. Yep, she's the wind, and she's wood, by the way, too. So I always imagine like a bamboo forest with the wind blowing through it for her. And then there is the middle son. His name is Khan. Kind of like the Wrath of Khan, but he's a river, and he's a turbulent river. Yeah. And then there is the youngest son, and that's Gen. That's spelled K-E-N, so it's not Ken, though. It's pronounced Gen. And then there is back to the mother, and her name is Kod. So this family is the foundation of the I Ching, and it's also the foundation, the I Ching is the foundation of much of Chinese culture, come to find out, as you study more and more, of it. And I took a lot of Chinese history when I was in college from a wonderful, wonderful professor that I had. Pardon me. She was fantastic, and she was from Colorado, and I met her at Louisiana State. This is the father of the kids in the chat room. Yeah. That's right. It's an old picture, but the more you get into the I Ching, the more you try it, the more you use it, the more you will love it. The more you understand it, the more it will speak to you, the more you will decide it's a part of your life. It's a part of my life. I don't use it every day. I don't use it every week. I don't use it every month. But when I need it, and there are times when I kind of need it, I ask it big questions, and it answers. Sometimes I have to, think about it for a day or a week. And sometimes the answer comes in the middle of the night, and you go, oh, man. Sometimes it just hits, boom, like that. And you go, I get it. All right, I get it. And more often than not, it's not the answer you want. Because life is like that. Life doesn't always give us the answers we want. Kids, you're going to find that out. My beloved grandchildren, whom I love with every bit of my heart. I wish you could see them. They're so amazingly cute and brilliant. Neat kids. And their parents are neat. All my grandchildren are amazing. And I'm so proud of them. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing this, is because I want to leave something behind, for not just for them, obviously for them, but for their children and their children's children and for everybody's children, because I've been studying this stuff for decades, since I was their age. And I don't know how long I'm going to be around. You know? My best friend, who would have been 72 tomorrow, isn't around to be 72 tomorrow. So I live every day in joy. Every day I live it in wonder that I'm still here. Oh, I love you too. Completely. So life is meant to be lived and loved. Completely. Completely. And that's just what it's about.
And if you learn a few things on the way, this isn't for everybody. Not everyone's going to like how I do this. Today's show, maybe a lot of people going, this guy is senile. He loses stuff. I just put it away. And like I said earlier, kids, don't put stuff away. I'm kidding, kids. I'm really kidding. But I just put stuff somewhere, and I don't know what I did with a lot of it, but I'll find it eventually. I always do. But this information is way too important not to share. I've got a lot I want to share. One of these days, we'll do a full I Ching reading, and I'll explain it all, how I do it. But for now, that's good enough. It's my time for the day. I love you all. Boy, you know how much I love you. Good. My grandchildren say we love learning. Well, that's good, because I love learning too. I always have, and I love teaching. And to all of you listening on the radio, to all of you watching this now and in the future, thank you for being here. And until next week, I wish you all peace, and I wish you all love. Okay, I'll be back next week, and I'll talk to you later. All right? Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.